Danville Scott Eisenhower in hopes of finding a new funding solution. The county board is expected to vote on a resolution tomorrow night opposing the state's decision to close Kickapoo. A train derailment has been blocking traffic on two major Champaign streets all day, but police say cleanup may be complete tonight. Seven cars came off the Canadian National tracks in the 800 block of North State Street. Traffic along State and Randolph is still being rerouted to Neal Street and Prospect Avenue. Champaign Police spokesman Renee Dunn says there are no hazardous materials involved or any injuries. A CN spokesman says they want to know how it happened. Government and utility officials are insisting that neighbors of a north side lot in Champaign should not worry about the pollution underneath the site. Ameren and the State Environmental Protection Agency says the site off Fifth, or they say rather, the site off Fifth and Hill Streets is still on schedule for cleanup next year. In the early part of the 20th century, Ameren's predecessor converted coal into gas at the site, leaving behind coal tar at least 10 feet under the surface. But the project manager for Ameren, Brian Martin, says the pollution is not affecting people's health, even though it has migrated slightly over the years into some neighboring lots.
And so just to make sure that there's no concern for people living in that house or those houses, we're going to do some soil gas sampling, more as a precaution than anything, just to kind of put people's minds at ease and make sure that they understand that they're not being affected.
Ameren and state officials are holding an open house until 7 o'clock this evening at Booker T. Washington School to explain the extent of the contamination and their plans to clean it up. Martin says the plan could include excavation or confining some of the tar underground to keep it from migrating anymore. The former head of Illinois' I-Pass electronic toll collection system says he's reached a settlement in a federal lawsuit he filed against the Illinois State Toll Highway Authority. Scott Oaken of Bloomingdale resigned in 2006 amid questions about his handling of a contract. Months later, he filed the suit, claiming a tollway spokeswoman defamed him in published news reports. The 49-year-old says the settlement's a culmination of a challenging 2 years. He says he hopes it'll clear his name. His attorney, Howard Teplinski, says the tollway authority agreed to pay Oaken more than $87,000. Neither party admitted any wrongdoing. Teplinski says a tollway board approved the deal today. The tollway authority didn't return a message seeking comment. Illinois Supreme Court Justice Thomas Fitzgerald has been promoted to Chief Justice. He replaces Justice Robert Thomas, who concluded his 3-year term. Fitzgerald was installed today at the Supreme Court building in Springfield. Justice Thomas administered the oath.
I, Thomas R. Fitzgerald,
do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and the Constitution of the State of Illinois,
and that I will faithfully discharge,
and that I will faithfully discharge
the office of Chief Justice,
the office of Chief Justice
of the Supreme Court of the State of Illinois,
of the Supreme Court of the State of Illinois,
to the best of my ability,
to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Chief Justice Fitzgerald is a former Cook County Criminal Court judge. He was first elected to the state Supreme Court in 2000. As Chief Justice, Fitzgerald will lead the court in its administrative duties and oversee more than 900 state judges. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
This weather is made possible with support from the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District, offering access and opportunity throughout our community. Route and schedule information available at 384-8188 or at cumtd.com.
It's 5:33, and in the weather office is AM 580's Mike Sola with a look at our forecast.
Well, thanks, Tom. 70 degrees on Friends Plaza, 70 at Willard Airport, and the observation from Willard Airport also included a mostly sunny sky. And across Illinois, we range anywhere from thunderstorms and heavy rain to sunny, and temperatures range anywhere between 50 degrees at Rochelle, getting close to wind chill factor weather there, to heat index weather of 90 degrees at Metropolis under a mostly sunny sky, and heat index there of 91 degrees. So not too much warmer than the actual air temperature, but just an idea of what's going on across the state. We have a cold front that is worked from around St. Louis to Indianapolis and northeast through, looks like around Detroit, just west of Detroit. And to the north and west of that front, some scattered showers and a few isolated thunderstorms, mainly across northern Illinois and northern Missouri. And to the south and east of that front, some cloud cover and a few spots of rain with a couple of thunderstorms, but generally much quieter weather until you get right along the front, and then some thunderstorms are expected to fire up. In Champaign-Urbana, we still have a chance to see some scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms. It should start to dry up a little bit overnight with just a few light rain showers and a low of 50 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy start to the day, but by Tuesday afternoon, we're looking at partly to mostly sunny skies. and the high temperature up to 69 degrees. Clear and cool tomorrow night, the low 47, sunshine and a high of 77 for Wednesday. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, the low 56, and back into the low 80s, or right where we should be by Thursday. Clouds on the increase, the high temperature 81. Currently, again, it's 70 on Friends Plaza, 70 degrees at Willard Airport with a dew point temperature of 63 for a 78% relative humidity. The wind currently out of the east at 5 miles per hour. It's 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Now, the state of the presidential race. Judging from the polls, the race between John McCain and Barack Obama is extremely tight. Although a USA Today Gallup poll has McCain up by 10 points among likely voters, that's a huge jump for the Republican nominee. Here to talk about the polls, the electoral map, the running mates, and the convention bounce is NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Robert.
Let's start with the polls.